Democrats are making big sacrifices to slash the price tag of their social spending bill as they close in on a deal that can satisfy both the party's moderate and progressive factions. Promises like free community college are dead altogether. What about other items? Here with an update is Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter at Politico. Alice, what's on the cheat sheet?
Overall, why we are in this position and having to write these cheat sheets in the first place is that, you know, the House went ahead a few weeks ago and marked up a $3.5 trillion version of the bill that would have allowed Democrats to really hit all of these major social programs, create new ones, boost old ones, do a lot of things they've been wanting to do for a long time. And then some more conservative members of the party came in later and said, we are not comfortable with a bill of that size. We want to cut it, you know, in half or more. And we still don't know what the end result of that negotiation will be. But having to cut back more than a trillion from the overall bill has forced all of these compromises and trims to all of these different things. And what we are tracking is which things will have to go entirely and which things will be shrunk down, either in the length of time the programs will be allowed to run or in the generosity of the programs, who could qualify, et cetera. So when it comes to the child tax credit, they're really looking at reducing the length of time to just 1 year. And that would still allow Democrats to maybe come back next year and extend it again while they're still in control. There's a lot of concern in the party that Democrats will lose the majority in the House or Senate or both in next year's midterms, just based on history and where polling is right now. But if they extend it into next year, they can theoretically do it again, although we all know it is very difficult for Congress to get big things done in an election year. So there's a lot of anxiety around that, too.
Yeah, geez. How about paid leave? Where are we with that in this bill?
That is one of the toughies. So we know that Senator Manchin, he confirmed that he has an issue with the proposal. He's overall skeptical and critical of some of these new social programs. He wants them to be limited to only people for a certain income or who do certain things like prove they're working, et cetera. And so that could be cut entirely, or it could be in there in a much more limited way. Originally, Democrats wanted 12 weeks of paid family leave or medical leave because, you know, we're one of the few countries that doesn't have that. It got shaved down to around 4 weeks in negotiations, and now they're unclear if they can get it at all.
Man. We're speaking with Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter at Politico. Her story is called What's Still in the Dem Mega Bill. She's put together a cheat sheet on some of the bigger topics. How about prescription drug costs?
Yeah, that is one of the most contentious pieces of this. And it's sort of a double whammy because the prescription drug piece, not only is it something Democrats have promised and campaigned on for years and years, but doing at least the original, more aggressive version of it would have raised a bunch of federal dollars that they then could have spent on other things like Obamacare subsidies, expanding Medicare benefits, et cetera. And so that has gotten shaved down a lot. So it both means that, you know, fewer people could see their own prescription drug prices go down, but also it means that Democrats will have a lot less money to work with for other healthcare priorities.
Yeah. Another one, obviously, that's being talked about a lot right now is childcare. How about that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one where they are set to get not nearly as much as they wanted. They wanted this sweeping $450 billion universal pre-K program and then a separate program to boost the childcare industry. We've seen the childcare industry just really struggling during the pandemic, and it's preventing a lot of parents from going back to work because they can't afford childcare. There aren't enough childcare workers. And so they really want to address this, but they are, you know, having to cut back the amount of money they want to spend on it. And so that's proving to be a difficult sticking point as well.
Yeah. Finish up, Alice, if you would, with Medicare expansion.
this was a huge priority of Bernie Sanders and other progressives. They really feel like, you know, they wanted Medicare for all. They then settled for lowering the age of Medicare. They then settled for just expanding the benefits Medicare covers, adding dental, vision, and hearing. And now they might not even get that.
Thanks, Alice. Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter at Politico.